Svarno Parshas Naso. So at the beginning of the Parsha, we have the counting of the Levim. And then it says that Alpi Hashem Parkados Moshe, Biyad Moshe, and Ish Alavodaso, everyone on their work, Val Masao, and on his carrying. So the Levim had different jobs. There was Avoda when the Mishkan was intact, and then there was Masa carrying when they were moving it. So the Svarno just says something interesting, that everyone had to know Kama Mishkal Maso. Sounds like they had to know how much it weighed, what they were carrying. Furthermore, it had a Pieda called Gamkin Pekudav that refers to, he says, the Shemus HaKelim Shisa. So each Kli had a name, and each Kli had a weight, and the Levim had to know what the names of all the Kelim were, or at least the ones I guess they were in charge of, and how much it weighed. I don't know why or where he understood from them, from the psukim, that they had to know how much it weighed. That's just to me the interesting part. But that's what he says. Al pikadov al masao, they had to know their masa, means they had to know how much it weighed. Al pikadov, they had to know what each kli has a name. They had to know the name of the kli. So that's al masao upikudov. Those two things. Masao is the weight. Pikudov is the name of the kli. Okay. Then we have the Parsha of Gezel HaGer. Now, the beginning, it's Parakeh, you could look at it. The first part of it sounds like it's just talking, I think the Pasha Pshat is just talking about someone who steals and lies about it. So if you steal from someone, then you swear that you didn't steal and you lied, and now you come to do tshuva. So you have to bring a Karban Asham, plus you have to return what you stole, and add a fifth. Okay, and then the Pasuk says, and if that person dies, and there's no Yorshim, there's no inheritors to return it to, which means a ger, because only a ger could have that. So then you return it to Hashem, who gives it to the Kohen. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Sfarno says, no, it's not just the end that switches to talking about a ger, because that's what it sounds like. It's just talking about generally, someone who lies. And then the next bite. And if the person has no Yorshim, that's talking about the ger. But the Sfarno learns the entire Parsha is learning about Gezel HaGer. Because it says limol ma, so when it says limol ma b'Hashem, when someone swears falsely, limol ma b'Hashem, again, the Pasha Pshat is, the me'ila is that they swore falsely. The Svarno says no. The me'ila is when you use hektish, and you had no right to use hektish, stealing from hektish in that way. So he says, no, that is a way of referring to Gezel HaGer. Because someone who steals from a ger, who came to the Jewish people, and now the Jewish people steal from him, that's a huge chilul Hashem. That's limol ma'al b'Hashem. That is the me'ila b'Hashem. It's a chilul Hashem. And that he calls mo'al b'hektish. And you return it, if he dies and there's no one to return it to, you return it to Hashem. Because, why to Hashem? So the Svarno says, if the owner dies, then you return it to the owner of the owner, which is the Rabbanu Shalom. And he says, similar to when an Evet dies, you return his stuff to his master. The same thing here. When the ger dies, you return it to the Rabbanu Shalom. Okay, then we have the Parsha of Sota. So the Pasuk says, Seek the Klai Yisrael Ish Ish Ki Sista Ishto, if his wife goes off, Umal O Bo Mal. Again, we have that word Me'ila. So, you know, some learn Mal O Bo Mal refers to a Me'ila in the husband. It doesn't say Ma'al O Mal Ba'Shem. It's a Me'ila in the husband. But that's not how the Svarno learns. Svarno learns, no, it's the same Me'ila. It's Ma'al O Bo Mal. It's really in the Rabbanu Shalom. Because he quotes the Pasuk, Chila es Kodesh Hashem Asher Hev V'Kidushi HaIshis. That Chila es Kodesh Hashem, that refers to a Pasuk in Malachi in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yid Aleph, that talks about Yehuda was Chila Kodesh Hashem, that the Jews at the time married Goyish ladies. So anyway, this lady who is going away from her husband to be with some other man, that's a Chilul Es Kodesh Hashem. That's the Kedusha that Hashem put in the world. There's a Kedusha of the husband and wife sticking only with each other. And he was Mechalal that Kedusha. So that's the Ma'ala Bo Ma'al. It's really a Chilul Hashem as well. Chilul Es Kodesh Hashem. Hashem wants husband and wives to stick together. And that's a Chilul of Kodesh Hashem. And what does this refer to? He says that the words Ma'ala Bo Ma'al refer to Chibuk V'Nishuk. Like it starts, or it's like a path. Ma'ala Bo Ma'al means that there was Chibuk V'Nishuk with this wife and some other man. The Shachav Ishosa means that they consummated that. So the two of them were together, the husband and the other man. Venela Meina Isha, and her husband did not know. Now, what's the chiddush of this? The Sfarno says, if the man did know, and he just didn't say anything, so then the sota water doesn't work. We're talking about here, he didn't know. And it's spelling out for you these steps to tell you, even though, how did he not know? It didn't happen overnight. Stuff was happening between these people. It was a process. Doesn't matter. It could happen that the husband doesn't know. And that's what this parasha is talking about, where the husband did not know that they were together. Okay, then the pasuk says that v'avar alav ruach kina, and a ruach kina comes over the person of jealousy or warning, v'kineas ishto, and he warns his wife, v'hi nitma, and she was guilty. V'avar alav ruach kina v'kineas ishto v'hi lo nitma, or he warned his wife and she was not guilty. So this seems pretty repetitious. You have, he warned his wife, and she was guilty. Oh, he warned his wife, and she was not guilty. Well, who needed all that? He warned his wife, and she's guilty or she's not guilty. It's a very long repetition. So the Sfarno says something very interesting. He says, the first thing means he warned his wife, and it was a ruach tahara, to warn her because he knew that she was not being tznius. Remember we said there was chippah kadisha kishchim, right? He knew somehow she wasn't being tznius, so a ruach of tahara came over him, and he warned his wife. And then the second half is, oh, I love ruach kina, or the second half is, ashtus. He's just stam nuts. And he thinks that, whatever, the wife's going off when she's not doing anything. There's no good reason. Either way, a kinu is a kinu, and it works. And remember, the only time she's going to drink the sota water is if she was actually caught being with yichud with this person. But anyway, that's the two different types. There's two different types of kinui. One that's legitimate and one that's completely illegitimate, meaning he's just, well, I don't know, paranoid. Regardless, works as a kinui. The next pasuk is v'hevi v'eshes ishto l'akoin. So the Sfarno just says, the chiddush is about all this, that how could he really be clueless about all of this? He really let this happen if it got to this level. And maybe we shouldn't care about his being all, upset about how could this happen to his wife. Dude, why didn't you say anything till now? It's likely it did not happen overnight. Still, it counts and the kinu will be real and it'll, anyway, that's the, what he says. The behavior ishes ishto, the chiddush is that even though you would think maybe we don't listen to him because he couldn't have been totally clueless, no, maybe he was, and he regardless this Hashem wants this kinui thing to work to make shalom bayis. Okay, then we have a fascinating Sfarno. So we make the lady, the sota, take a shvua that she was not with this man. So the pasuk says she's going to swear im lo shachav isho sach im lo satis tuma tachas ishech. We say hi naki, become clean mimei hamarim hamarim ha'ela, be clean from these bitter waters. So the Sfarno picks up on the words hi naki as follows. We know if you make a shvua for no reason, that's an avera, that's a lav. It's called a shvua shav. Like if you swear a rock is a rock, you say someone swears in the name of Hashem that this rock is a rock. So that's an avera. That's called a shvua shav. And we know from the Aseret Dibrot, it says ki lo yinake, same word, Hashem es asher yisha eshmo lashav. Hashem will not clean from sin someone who takes his name in vain. So says the Sfarno, why is this lady sinning? This swear should never have had to happen. It's because she sinned. She was at the very least in yichud with this man. So this whole shvua should have been enetz richa. This whole shvua should have been a shvua shav, a pointless shvua. Except for her. She messed up. She caused it to have to be said. So in a sense, it's like a shvua shav, because it's only because of her sin that it happened. So you would think she would not be naki, even if she swore truthfully that she was not with this man. Still, you would think she would not be cleaned. So it's telling you, no, she will be clean. She'll be, if she swears truthfully, she won't get punished for her shvua. And we say a few psukim later, v'niksa v'nizra zara, she'll be clean. So he says again there that she will not get, even though it says, kilo yinakeh, someone who swears for no reason, she will not get punished for causing this sin to happen. Why? Ki hu yada yitrinu. That's the lashon of Sfarno, because Hashem knows our yitzharas. So, that's what he says. That's why she doesn't get punished. People have yitzharas. Okay? And it says, but this lady, if she is guilty, then the Sota water will kill her. The man will be clean, Nikahish Me'avon. But the lady will be no Se'avon, and she'll get her a sin. So the Sfarna also says this goes even on the case where it turns out she was innocent. Still, the Nikahish Me'avon means in all cases, if she was guilty, so she's guilty, then it's not his fault, and he's certainly clean from sin. But even if she was innocent, he's still clean from sin. Meaning, what's the sin? Even though it says the Sfarno he was choshed b'ksheirim, still, it was her fault, because he warned her not to be alone with this man, and she was, so it's not his fault. And she, on for her end, even again, if she's guilty, of course, ha'isha tisa savona means if she's guilty, of course she'll die. But even if she's not guilty of the actual act. But the fact is, she was, did not hear of going against her husband's warning and being b'yichud with some other man who he warned her not to be alone with. So she'll be no se'avona in the sense that she'll have the bizayon of the whole sota process, which is meant to be bizayon for the lady, because the lady was obviously promiscuous to be alone with this man who she was warned not to be with. And he says, ha'azas panim, it was a chutzpah too. So anyway, so she's no se'avona by being misbaz elein kol. Okay, then we have the parasha of Nazir. What is the purpose of the zero? So the pasuk says, someone decides lindor neder nazir, al-hazir l'Hashem. So the Sfarno says that means to be nazur, means to be separated from, ta'anugim hamurgalim, regular pleasures. That's what the person is trying to stay away from when they become a nazir. They want to stay away from the pleasures of this world. Why? He says, l'hafrish atzmo l'man yiyah kula l'Hashem. Separate himself from the pleasures of this world to be totally for Hashem, l'sasik. But also to go, you know, to learn Torah, to go in God's ways, to l'dov kabo, all those things. That's the purpose of being a nazir. To separate yourself from olam hazeh, so you'll be totally focused on Hashem. So, I don't know if to us this would, you know, be exactly how we would think about it. In other words, what can't they do? They can't take haircuts, they can't be matam of the mason, and they can't drink wine. I don't know, for us, this is like the height of, you know, if this is what we would call staying away from Taivas and Lamazel, maybe a little bit. But the Sfarno explains, one of the things, in others, this is how the Sfarno views it. The person's trying to stay away from Taiva, so he stays away from wine. Okay, that's a Taiva, and it certainly leads to Taiva. But there's no restrictions on food, because he says, if you put yourself on a diet, if you're on that kind of staying away from Taivas and Lamazel, you're not gonna have time for Avodas Hashem, you're gonna be weaker. The purpose is to do Avodas Hashem. So if you weaken yourself, that's not helpful. So you're only staying away from stuff that you don't need. So therefore, there's no restrictions on his food. And there's no thing that you're supposed to beat yourself up like some people, Hasidim used to do. I don't mean Hasidim like we have today Hasidim. I mean like, the people the Gemara calls Hasidim or Ashkenazic Hasidim. That was a thing they used to, zillions of fasts and roll in the snow and all that stuff that the Messiah Sharm talks about. Anyway, don't do that. Rather, just stay away from wine, because that keeps a person away from a lot of bad stuff, and he's machnia yitzro, and it doesn't make him any weaker. And by the fact that he looks like a scruffy, ruffian, whatever he does, doesn't cut his hair, and his hair is going to grow really, really long, so being into how he looks, and that kind of time, he'll also separate himself from that. Now, what about being the time of the mason? That's like a side thing. Being metam lemesim is a person who is now holy, just like a kohen who's holy and separated, shouldn't be metam lemesim because that's mechalel his kedusha. So same thing with the nazir. Now this nazir made himself holy, therefore someone on a lofty level should not be mechalel the kedusha by going into beis hakvaros, like the kohen gadol. Anyways, you also see interestingly that the Sfarno seems to think that being misasik with dead people is not good for the person's avodas Hashem or his kedusha, let's say. Maybe you know people run to kivri tzaddikim. So maybe could say some say kivri tzaddikim is not so matame. But okay, maybe kivri tzaddikim is different. But it's interesting that being misasik with mesim is not the greatest. It's not a good thing for the person's neshama. Of course, if it's a mitzvah and it's your responsibility. Okay. Otherwise, it's not good for a person's neshama to be misasik b'mesim. Okay, then we have Birkas Kohanim. So this is the Sfarno's explanation of Birkas Kohanim. It says, Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerechas. What's Yivarechacha? Money. Osher Nechazim. That's Yivarechacha, Hashem, v'yishmerecha, and Hashem should protect you from who? Robbers. So this is the first bracha that means it's all about money. Hashem should give you lots of money, because yimein kamach in Torah, you should get lots of money, Hashem should protect it from you. Then, bracha beis, ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'chmenech, Hashem should enlighten you with his Torah. Now that you got your physical body taken care of, now you can go to spiritual pursuits. So Hashem should enlighten your eyes to see niflos mitaraso from Hashem's maisim. And then, yisa Hashem panav elecha. So Hashem, this is now referring to Olam Haba, the third pasuk. Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom means Hashem should nosi panim to you. Means to, as he says, that the tzaddikim are yoshev matrosim be'yerashem es angim b'ziv hashchina. So Hashem should shine his light on you. You'll be nana from the ziv hashchina. V'yasim lecha shalom, and he'll give you peace, which is the ultimate peace, which is eternity, without any onish, and it'll be all good. Okay. Lastly, we have the karbanos of the Nesiim. And this is also very interesting. He says, it says, Haim Nesiyeha, we're talking about the 12 Nesiim that brought the karbanos. It says, Haim Nesiyeha Matos, Haim Ha'umdim Ala Pekudim. These are the Nasis, the, whatever, the heads, the presidents of the Shevet. And they are the ones that stood Ala Pekudim. They were there for the counting. Well, what happened during that counting? So the Nesiim were the ones who gave the number. They found the yichus of everybody in their shevet. I'll just say what the Sfarno says. All of the nasis, hirgish kalecha mehem b'shifto, shektaso chashad ba'averus. Through this process of going through every family, they found out not everybody's perfect. And there are some that are chashad ba'averus. And since they were the heads of the shevet, they felt it was their job to be makriv karbanos as a kapara for their shevet. In other words, through the counting process, they found out maybe not all the yichas was as perfect as they thought, or at least there was some chash, or there were other issues. Through the counting and being involved in that, and with every family, they found out some issues. And therefore, since they felt the responsibility for their shevet, they decided to bring a karban as a kapara for them. But they all brought individual karbanos for their shevet. However, they also brought these agalos, right? So they brought 12 buckers, but only 6 agalos. Why'd they bring only six agalos? So he says, as a sign of achdus. Really, that's what he said. Los achva beinem. It was a sign of achdus, that through their achdus, the Shekhinah would be shown in Klal Yisrael. So they had to do some sign of achdus, that they're together, they're shutfin on things. And with that, the Shekhinah is Shorah and Klal Yisrael, and the Shekhinah should continue to be Shorah and Klal Yisrael. One last quick thing. It mentions, as we know, every carbon individually, even though it's the same carbon. So why does it mention individually? So the Sfona says, to teach you that each one, even though they brought the same carbon, had totally different kavanos. They were thinking totally different things, because each one knew what their shevet had issues with. And when they brought it, they were thinking, they were having kavana that this carbon that they brought should be a chapara on their particular shevet, because they had their particular kavana for each carbon. So even though the physical thing was the same, in Shamayim it was different, because each one was thinking their own specific thoughts, which is obviously very similar to us during Tefillah. We can all say the same words of Shemona Esrei, but everything is in the thoughts. What you're thinking, that changes the quality of your Shemona Esrei. Okay.